Hello, everyone, and welcome to Written Voices. I'm Alan Hunkin, your host. I'm going to talk today about Cancer, the definitive guide to cancer. It's a second edition, an integrative approach to prevention, treatment, and healing. And with us today, the two authors of the book, Lise L. Schuler is with us. She's a naturopathic doctor. She works in Zion, Illinois at the Midwest Regional Medical Center, Cancer Treatment Centers of America, which is an accredited regional hospital. She's done a number of conferences on this subject and others to do with natural health. Carolyn Gazella is also with us, co-author of the book, is a research journalist and health writer, the founding publisher of the journal Integrative Medicine, and executive director of a nonprofit alternative healing program in Boulder, Colorado. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Definitive Guide to Cancer. First things first, I guess, I have an intimate knowledge of this, having had testicular cancer in 1991. I don't recommend it, by the way. It comes on my list of top 10 things to do just under setting myself on fire. The book that you've written here dedicated to two members of your family. So like so many, many other people in North America and around the world, cancer has been a very personal thing.
Yes, actually, this is Carolyn, and cancer has profoundly touched my life. My story begins with my sister, who was diagnosed with breast cancer, my mom, who died of advanced pancreatic cancer, and I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer all within an 8-month period. So that was really one of the driving forces to write the book, and the book is dedicated to my mom, who passed away to pancreatic cancer, and Dr. Al Schuler's father.
Yes, this is Lise, and my father was actually diagnosed with pancreatic cancer just prior to Carolyn asking me to join her on this book project, and he was living with his illness throughout the time that Carolyn and I were working on the project, so I had a very interesting experience of working on the book from sort of an intellectual sense on the one hand and a very personal sense on the other. And my father did very well with his illness. He encompassed a lot of what we are writing about in this book, meaning an integrated approach to his disease. And he did pass away just over a year ago, but really enjoyed an exceptional quality of life and outlived his prognosis by many months.
The Definitive Guide to Cancer, it's a big book. It's an incredible book, if for sure. Five parts to it. Part one, understanding cancer. Two is treatment approaches. Part three, supporting the key body functions. Part four is addressing specific cancers. You know, when I contracted cancer, I did what a lot of people do. I headed out to the bookstore and I bought a bunch of books about cancer to get out ahead of this situation and see if whatever I could do to increase my chances of survival. I think that's what a lot of people do. But there are a lot of books out there about cancer. What makes this book unique?
Well, our approach to cancer prevention and treatment is an integrative approach where oftentimes people believe that they have to choose either conventional medicine or alternative medicine, and it's kind of an either-or approach. What Dr. Al Schuler and I believe is that in order to really win the war on cancer, we need to battle it from both perspectives, and success and healing, true healing, will come by integrating the two, conventional and alternative, for the most comprehensive treatment plan. And that's the treatment plan that I used when I was first diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and that's the treatment plan that Dr. Al Schuler practices as a naturopathic oncologist. There's no other book like that on the market that actually combines the two, and there's no other book on the market that has the perspective from both the patient and the physician.
Well, that's certainly an enlightened approach for sure. I'm really glad that we're getting past this contest of which is better or whether you have to adopt one or the other. The real contest is to return to health. And if you have to go down the street doing cartwheels, you know, that'll be just fine. One of the things I did notice in the book, at the beginning of the book, is your list of the editorial board. So this is really a book that was compiled and developed by you know, not your favorite pharmaceutical company, but in fact, educators and health professionals.
It's important that readers know that Dr. Altshuler and I don't have any ties to any manufacturer or any supplement company or anything like that, and that we really went to great lengths to provide an unbiased view. And we also utilized an editorial board with researchers from Cornell and Columbia and Scripps. So we really went to great lengths to make sure that this could stand up to medical and scientific scrutiny. And I think that's another thing that separates this book from other books on the market.
In the first part of the book, you talk about understanding cancer. What is it that you'd like us to have to understand about cancer?
Well, this is Lise, and I think that understanding cancer nowadays really encompasses several key components. One is what Carolyn already mentioned, that the best approach to cancer is to attack it from any and all fronts. But it's important that people do that with a respect for using therapies that do have some scientific validity to them. And that's another thing that Carolyn and I feel very strongly about and have tried in this book to present to people so that they can in one place find the evidence that supports various complementary therapies or conventional therapies so that they can make educated decisions. So I think that kind of leads me to a next point about what's different about cancer care now than perhaps even 10, 15 years ago, which is that the person with cancer really has both the opportunity and the responsibility to be empowered to drive their care. So it's really up to the person with cancer to seek out those care providers that they want to use to help them in this fight. And it's important to look for a conventional oncologist that will be open to complementary approaches, to look for qualified healthcare providers of complementary approaches, to surround themselves with friends and family that are supportive of their process so that they can really go forward with this illness in a very empowered and directed way, instead of being kind of a victim to what somebody else somewhere else is deciding is best for them. And I think that will give people the best chance that they have not only to hopefully cure themselves of the cancer, but to extend their life, to achieve a high quality of life. And if they have a cancer that has a poorer prognosis, to hopefully be here long enough to maybe be here when there's another therapy that's available that's in development now.
And the book is large. In the beginning, when we were presented with the title Definitive Guide to Cancer, it was even a little intimidating for us because there's nothing definitive, especially about cancer. However, what we embarked upon was this mission to really provide all of the necessary information into one consumer reference book that was easy to understand. So although it's hefty, and certainly cancer is a very hefty topic, it's overwhelming, once the book is opened up and readers start to dig into it, they'll find that it's presented in a pretty easy to understand fashion. And they can even take this book to their oncologist because it does have scientific references, and that's really what we want people to do, is to feel comfortable to take this book to their doctor's office.
There's no better feeling, actually, than walking into your doctor. And I had this experience the other day of walking into your doctor and being out ahead of your condition, even as much as or even a little more than they are, that they will certainly adjust and they will certainly endorse your own commitment to learning all that you can and deciding what's right for you from some intelligent choices. And there's no question that this Definitive Guide to Cancer will provide that. I should mention that up in the left-hand corner of the book, Alternative Medicine Magazine's Definitive Guide to Cancer. So if people are having a little trouble finding it in the bookstore or online, they can look under Alternative Magazine, Alternative Medicine Magazine. Treatment Approaches Part 2. What would you like us to know about that part?
This is Lise. I think in that section, we really overview an integrative approach and the components of an integrative approach. So not only do we look at the conventional treatment approaches that currently exist and go through an explanation of chemotherapy and radiation and surgery, but we also talk about some of the key complementary therapies that can be used alongside with those conventional approaches to help reduce side effects from, say, chemotherapy, to enhance the response that one can expect to get from those therapies, And then we go on to talk about the foundational components of an integrative plan so that we can really extend people's treatment approach to beyond those conventional therapies to be broadened and to include various complementary approaches, including dietary supplement use, dietary changes, various lifestyle changes, other body practices and mindfulness practices, and anything that people would often think of as alternative, we've kind of re-termed complementary and integrative to give this whole schematic of an integrated and comprehensive way to approach this illness.
And, you know, we really believe in collaboration with the healthcare team. We believe that the patient does need to be empowered. And an interesting example of how the book can best be used is with my sister, who was previously diagnosed with breast cancer, but as the book was going to press, was actually diagnosed again with breast cancer. Our family has the breast ovarian cancer gene, so we are at a very high risk of developing breast cancer. But the interesting thing is that my sister interviewed her first oncologist and said, full disclosure, I would like to use dietary supplements to support my body while I'm going through chemotherapy, and that oncologist was not receptive. She then interviewed another oncologist, brought the book, and said the same thing. That oncologist said, you know, I don't know a lot about this, but I'd be happy to support you in this effort. And my sister worked with Dr. Allschuler, and it was a very collaborative venture in order to make sure that my sister can beat and heal from her cancer. So the unfortunate fact is that a majority of people in the past have used dietary supplements and alternative measures, but have not disclosed that to their doctor. And that's not what we endorse. We endorse collaboration. We want the patient to be able to explain to their doctor, yes, I would like to take these dietary supplements, and here's why.
Well, there's no more important time to go shopping, for sure. If you don't find the person that supports you and your ways, the ways that you need to do, I suppose, to feel that you've done all you can, you know, it's time to get someone else. Because, and you know, that's not just about dropping them at the first, you know, sign of conflict, because there is tension in this, isn't there? This is a tense and emotional time often, and so we can certainly quickly overreact to our team's encouragement sometimes. But if it's not working, if you don't feel like you're being supported, you got to find somebody else.
Absolutely. It is a very emotional time, and people are faced with really challenging, overwhelming, difficult decisions. And that's really why we wanted to write this book, is we wanted to make it less frightening. We wanted to help shed some light on all of the information that's in front of them and put it in understandable terms.
You know, and at the same time, I would say that when somebody has cancer, there's obviously a lot of fear that's involved, and that fear can oftentimes create a situation of denial, which can cause some people to make maybe the choices that aren't the best choices for them. And that can happen, for example, if somebody is looking for a provider that will basically tell them what they want to hear, which may not be what they need to hear, what's truthful. So another thing that Carol and I have tried to stress in this book is to give people really scientifically valid and grounded information so that when people are evaluating the advice they're getting from healthcare practitioners or supporters, they're evaluating it from the context of understanding its truthfulness. And on that same token, we've also dedicated some pages in this book to giving people some criteria for how to evaluate information that may at first glance seem supportive, but when you kind of dig in a little bit, is actually not very not motivated from a good place. And there's some information on the internet nowadays. There's some information even from healthcare providers that sometimes is really not in the patient's best interest. So we've tried to give people some guidelines to steer them in the right direction.
Part 3 is called Supporting Key Body Functions. I'm really glad to see this part of the book. Immune system, inflammation, hormonal influences, insulin resistance, digestion, detoxification, and elimination. Especially inflammation. We're really starting to see that inflammation plays a big part in the early stages of this, doesn't it?
Inflammation does. There is quite a lot of data now that is just as you said, indicating the role of inflammation in cancer development and cancer progression. So it's becoming more and more important to really look at the things that put us into a state of chronic inflammation. And when we're talking about inflammation in this context, we're really not talking about an acute inflammatory response, which is a very healthy response to, say, getting an injury or a cut. We're really talking about what we call chronic inflammation, which is largely the result of our lifestyle. So if we eat what some people refer to as an inflammatory diet, if we deprive ourselves of sufficient sleep, if we don't have the right nutrients in our diet or in our supplements regimen, if we are exposed to repeated stressors, all of those factors can, over time, create a state of chronic inflammation. And that state in the body changes our biochemistry to one which is very favorable to cancer growth.
And I think this is a really significant part. When I was first diagnosed with cancer almost 13 years ago, I always viewed it as, oh, well, it's a weakened immune system, and only people with weak immune systems get cancer. And after I started to kind of dig in, doing the research and looking at it and having numerous conversations with Dr. Alschuler and others, you come to realize that even folks with a really robust immune system get cancer. And then you start to peel away the layers and you see, oh, well, it is inflammation or it's a hormonal imbalance, or and it's a combination of factors, really. Cancer is a very cunning, complex illness. So it can never be typically attributed to just one thing. So I do agree that this is a really significant part of the book.
Part four, addressing specific cancers. Now, of course, you couldn't write a whole thesis or a whole, you couldn't write everything there is about each of these types of cancer, of which there's many, many here listed in the book. What was your goal in this section of the book?
This is Lisa. I think our goal here was really to, you know, there's probably two ways that people read this book, either forward to back or backwards to forward. And I think that if somebody has recently been diagnosed with a particular cancer, it's quite likely that they might go right to the back and look at the cancer that they've been diagnosed with to really at a glance get an overview of what the causes, symptoms, diagnosis of that cancer is, what the typical conventional treatment for that cancer is, and a brief overview of some of the key lifestyle, nutrient, herbal therapies that might be helpful for that particular cancer. We've also included quite a few what we call patient perspectives, so people who have had that cancer themselves have written a little sort of story, if you will, of some part of their experience. So really it's kind of a synopsis, and then I would imagine that somebody could then, with that starting point, go back into the rest of the book and really dig into some of the more details for areas that they feel, you know, some interest in or are more relevant to them.
And I think that the interesting thing about the specific cancers was when we were gathering the research and putting it together, I don't think people realize that there are very solid scientific studies on particular nutrients or herbs for specific cancers. And that was interesting as we were putting this together to say, wow, there's been several studies on green tea for lung cancer treatment or for lung cancer prevention. So that was really kind of interesting to put that together as well. And then I would agree that the preliminary chapters, the first chapters in the book, really provide a foundation that applies to all cancers. And then the reader can move into the specifics if they so choose.
You know, and I think that point Carolyn just made is really critical. One of the problems that exists, particularly in the world of alternative cancer care, is that oftentimes there are remedies or natural therapies that are offered as a cure for cancer or a treatment for cancer in general, as if cancer was one illness. And that right there is a good warning sign that there's something possibly a little bit off with that offer, because, in fact, cancer is not one illness. It represents over 200 different cancer types, and each cancer has a different behavior pattern associated with it and seems to respond to natural compounds and conventional treatments differently. So it is, in our opinion, pretty important to try to get as specific as possible.
Is there a website that you'd like to point people to?
Yes, my website is www.drlise.net, which is DRLISE.net.
And people will be able to learn more about both of you and the book. Well, it is an important book at an important time, for sure. to know all that we can about this, and especially in the area of the nutrients and the supplements that you've talked about in this book, there is things that we can do every moment of every day to hedge our bets in regards to nutrition and lifestyle, as well as what to do if it actually touches your life in a very personal way. The book is called Definitive Guide to Cancer. It's a second edition, an integrative approach to prevention, treatment, and healing. Our guests today have been Dr. Lise Altshuler and Carolyn Gazilla. Thanks to both of you for joining us on the program, telling us about this book and the fine work that you're doing out there.
This is Lise, and thank you very much. I really appreciate this opportunity, and I hope that people who do read this book find it to be helpful and empowering in their effort to get well with cancer.
And I would like to also say thank you. It's been a pleasure talking to you. We're very passionate about this subject, and we really think that we can make a difference, and the book can make a difference, and people can, in fact, heal from cancer.
Well, in fact, many, many people have, and one of the ways they do it is to become aware and conscious and educated about this condition, about this disease, and the alternative so that they can make intelligent choices and choices that feel right for them. Thanks to both of you. This is Alan Hunken for Written Voices. Thanks very much for joining us. Bye for now.